Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Hey ladies, welcome back to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. I am your teen life coach, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to have you join me today. On this week's episode, we are answering a question from Leah. Leah says, "There is a girl in my grade. We'll call her Jane. Jane is the queen bee of our grade. She has the nicest clothes. Her parents are very rich. And she is very popular because she's dating a popular boy as well. She's also a bully. She'll bully kids who are very shy, and a girl has left the school because of her. Recently, our grade voted for prefects, which is like class leaders, and I was made a prefect. Jane was not. She was very disappointed, but now she keeps interfering with everything we're doing. We're organizing an event this coming week, and she's always involved, as well as ordering me around. I don't have a strong personality. Is there any way that I can stand up to her that stays true to the scriptures?" First of all, Leah, I love this question because I love that you're coming at this from a biblical perspective. A lot of times when we're dealing with mean girls or with bullies, it can really get to us, and sometimes we act out in our flesh. So to answer this question, or really any other question that has to do with bullying, let's first answer the question, what is bullying and what is not bullying? So bullying is an act that causes harm to somebody else that is intentional and repetitive. This can be physical, which includes hitting somebody, pushing somebody, or even damaging their property. Bullying can be verbal, such as name-calling, insulting, teasing in a way that's meant to hurt somebody else. It can also be social, such as trying to manipulate somebody, spreading rumors about them, excluding them on purpose. And then bullying can also be cyber, which is when somebody uses an online platform to threaten or humiliate others. Bullying, again, is not a one-time act. It's repetitive. It's something that happens over and over and over again. It's not an argument between two people. It is not a friend or somebody else who's having a bad day, and then they say or do something mean. This is something that happens often, all the time. Bullies tend to go after people who they think are weaker than they are. They feel like it gives them power. There definitely may be more to this story, but by this question that you asked and with what I know, it doesn't necessarily seem like this is bullying, but somebody who is struggling with not being in control. I would probably call this a mean girl versus somebody who is actually bullying. But again, I don't know the whole story. And so it could very well be that she is a bully. But either way, what we're going to talk about today will help in both of those situations. What do you do? The first thing that I would encourage you to do in either situation, whether you're dealing with somebody who's mean or you're dealing with an actual bully, the first thing I encourage you to do is go to God and ask Him for wisdom. James 1:5 says that when we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask God and He will give it to us freely. And I love that word wisdom in this verse because it means divine insight. When we're asking God for wisdom, we're asking God to help us to see things through His perspective, through His insight. What would God do? What would Jesus do in this situation if He was still walking the face of this earth? I think it's pretty awesome that God will help us see things from His perspective and help us to know how to navigate what's going on. Now, when you ask Him for wisdom, you may not know exactly what to do right away, but Mark 11:24 says that when we ask God for anything, all we need to do is believe that we receive it and we will have it. Even if you don't know what to do right away, thank God that He has given you His wisdom. Thank the Holy Spirit for being your guide and guiding you into all truth. Proverbs 61, thank God that God gives you the words to speak when you open your mouth. When we choose to do this on our own and we let our emotions take over, it will make things a whole lot worse than if we just stop and seek God and His guidance. Galatians 5:16 says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." Another version says, "Let the Holy Spirit guide your lives." God is so good. He does not want you navigating life on your own. He's there for you, and He wants to be that help that you need. Romans 2:4 tells us that it's God's goodness that leads people to repentance. It leads them to asking themselves the questions, why are you being so nice? Why are you acting so different? They will begin to think about what it is that they're doing. And sometimes that'll lead people to changing their lives and apologizing. But other times, I'm going to be completely honest with you. On this podcast, it is not my heart to just sugarcoat things and make everything seem like sunshine and rainbows, because we're dealing with a real enemy out here. Sometimes it'll lead people to changing their minds and apologizing. Other times it will lead them to becoming more angry. And I'm telling you this because I want you to be ready for it. Because what's happening is you are showing them a piece of God and they are fighting back against God. It's not you that they're fighting against. It's that God is revealing a little bit of Himself to these people and they're pushing back. And I think about Paul in the book of Acts before he gave his life to Jesus. Paul was a Jew and he hated Christians. Actually, if you read through the book of Acts, it talks about how he enjoyed killing Christians, how he enjoyed putting them into jail. And so Paul goes to the chief priest of the Jews and gets a letter from the chief priest saying that he can go up to 100 miles away to arrest Christians and throw them in jail. Like, he was so excited. This guy, I would say, was a pretty big bully. But while he is on his way to go to Damascus, which is where he was going to start arresting these Christians, which was, again, 100 miles away, that's when he met Jesus. And it changed his life forever. So you have this guy who encountered Jesus before, and people like Stephen stood up to Paul. And Paul was so angry because he could not combat the wisdom that Stephen had. And so it fueled him to do worse things. But God did not give up on Paul. And Paul, after giving his life to Jesus, ended up writing 2/3 of the New Testament. Pretty incredible. But that's what God can do. So I encourage you, seek God's wisdom. He is so good, and He wants the best for you. The next thing that I would encourage you to do is pray for those bullies. Pray for those mean people. Bless them. Encourage them. How can you bless them? Can you compliment them? Can you encourage them on something? I know, like, when I say that, you guys are probably thinking, what? No way. But I'm telling you, it makes a world of a difference. Matthew 5:43-47 says, "You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I," and this is Jesus speaking, "say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven, for He gives His sunlight to both the evil and the good, and He sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even the pagans do that." And so He's saying, love your enemies. Pray for those who are persecuting you. When you act in this way, when you do those things, when you love your enemies, when you pray for those who are hurting you, it does a couple things. One, it keeps you from bitterness and from the desire for revenge. And then it also speaks volumes to all of those around you, not just to the bully like we were talking about a minute ago, but it also gives courage to those who are weaker, who maybe have been letting those people be mean to them and run all over them and hurt them. It gives them the courage to stand up next to you and say, no more. Enough is enough. Bullies are looking for easy targets. When a group of people take a stand, that bully loses his or her power. And when you choose to pray blessings over them, it is really hard to want bad for them. When you choose to pray that God will show them His kindness and His goodness so that they don't have any other choice but to turn to Him as their personal Lord and Savior, it changes your heart towards them. We don't know why the bully or the mean person is acting that way. We do know that they're hurting on the inside and that there's something that they're missing. We know that they need Jesus more than anything, but we don't know what's going on the inside of them. Maybe they're being bullied themselves. So I encourage you, choose to see these bullies or these mean girls, mean boys, with Jesus's eyes of compassion. Matthew 9:36 says, when Jesus saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. So ladies, choose to see these people with God's eyes of compassion. There's a reason why they're acting the way that they're acting, and then pray for them. The third thing I want to encourage you to do is talk to an adult that you can trust. Let them know what's going on. Don't keep this inside. If they are hurting somebody, talk to an adult immediately who can help that situation, because that is not okay. Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Talking to an adult that you can trust can help diffuse the situation so that it doesn't get worse. They can encourage you, they can pray alongside of you, and even help you with knowing what to do. And while I'm at it, there is a difference between tattling and reporting bullying. Tattling is designed to get others in trouble for something that honestly doesn't really even matter. Reporting somebody is the opposite. It does matter. What they're doing is hurting somebody, and it's designed to help that person who is being hurt get out of trouble. So if you know somebody who is being hurt by somebody else, either physically, verbally, mentally, I encourage you, tell somebody immediately, especially if it's a bullying situation where somebody's being harmed or there's a threat of someone being harmed. You need to act. Don't be afraid to go to that trusted adult immediately and let them know, hey, look, this is happening and I need you to know. And if you are witnessing the bullying where somebody is actually physically hurting somebody else, or you are being hurt yourself, it is okay to stand up and tell them it's enough, and it is okay to act in self-defense. But don't fight or act in self-defense if they have not tried to hurt you first. That's only a last resort if they are actively trying to hurt you. If you are able to get to that trusted adult first. As I shared earlier, bullies are empowered when they think someone is weaker than them. They are empowered when nobody takes a stand. They are empowered when nobody says anything to them or does anything to stop them. So stand up to them. Go and tell that trusted adult. Ephesians 4:29, and this is in the Amplified Version of the Bible. It says, rather, let our lives lovingly express truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly. Enfolded in love, let us grow up in every way and in all things into Him who is the head, the Christ, the Messiah. I love this verse because it talks about how we need to speak the truth in love, how everything that we need to do needs to be done in love. But sometimes speaking the truth in love means taking a stand and being stern, not mean, but stern. Enough is enough. Leave them alone. And you're not going to say that in a whiny voice like, it's enough, please leave them alone. That's not going to help the situation at all because it's going to give the bully more power. But when you stand strong and you are stern and you're like, enough, leave them alone. That right there tells them that you are not going to bow down to what it is that they're doing, that you are not going to let them continue to do the things that they're doing. When you stand strong against a bully like that, that takes the power from them. God gives you permission to do this. So know that it is okay. It is okay to stand up against somebody and say, look, enough is enough. You're done. It is okay. And know that God is with you as you're doing it. Psalm 82:4 tells us to rescue the weak and the needy and to deliver them from the hand of the wicked. That doesn't mean that you go and start a fight again, like I shared earlier. But if you can, grab a trusted adult first. And if nobody's around, stand your ground. And then I want to leave you with this last thought. The bully or the mean girl or the mean guy, they are not your enemy. Satan is your enemy, and he has fed so many lies to these people that he is using them to hurt you. Those people are not your enemy. Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Our fight isn't against people. but it's against the rulers and against the authorities and against the cosmic powers over this present darkness. That's just a fancy way of saying Satan and all of his cohorts. Your fight is not against these people. Jesus died for them too. And so I encourage you to do those three things. Number one, go to God first and ask him for wisdom. Number two, pray for them. Pray that God helps you to see them through his eyes of compassion. Number three, go and find a trusted adult and talk to them. And then number four, don't be afraid to stand strong. Your confidence is in the Lord and who it is that he says about you. And God loves you so much. And he wants to use you to make a difference in the lives of so many people. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.